Welcome to Ian and Joe's Tip Tours, taking you to inspiring places and giving you ideas to reflect on. Well, why did you bring me here, Joe?
Well, here we are in the middle of Cotswolds in a place called Bybury Village. It's been described by many people, including William Morris, as one of the prettiest villages in the whole of England. And you can see why. Behind us we've got Arlington Mill, a very old corn mill. We're beside a wonderful trout farm. And behind us we've got the very, very famous, iconic row of old weavers' cottages known as Arlington Row that you'll see on every picture postcard or calendar of the Cotswolds. You've got in front of it a thing called the Rack Isle, a natural nature reserve. Wonderful trout stream with loads and loads of clear water, hundreds of trout, and lots of tourists as well, which is why you can hear a rather busy road behind us as people coming to the village from all over the world.
And we're just outside the trout farm here. Just looking in the water now, I can count maybe, 15, 20 trout in front of us?
There's lots and lots of trout here, not just in the farm, but in all these little streams around the area, particularly the River Colne behind us. There is literally hundreds of rainbow trout, very, very clear to see. And swans, of course, and ducks, water voles, we saw one a minute ago, and lots of wildlife. It's a lovely spot.
Because the stream had just dried up around the corner there, hadn't it, in front of that row of beautiful houses. And we'll put a picture of the water vole up on Flickr so people can have a look at that.
It's the first time in coming here in over 20 years I've ever seen the stream dried up in front of the row of cottages. But then we haven't had rain for a while. Maybe it'll be back in full flow within a few weeks.
And it is a lovely hot summer's day again, isn't it?
It's a lovely day here.
Beating down. So what tip have you got to share with us today, Joe?
Well, the tip I thought I'd share with you today is don't waste time trying to fight the natural order of things. I think far too many people spend time trying to fight against what I would call the natural way of things. And sometimes it's best to go with the flow. In fact, one of my mottos is, if you're not sure in a situation, if you don't know, go with the flow. Follow your instincts, follow your intuition. And the reason I think that's appropriate for this place is if you look at these trout before us, they're not trying to fight the current. They're using the current and the river flow to their advantage, in the same way that birds in the sky settle into a V formation and make use of natural air currents. It's minimum effort on behalf of animals, fish, birds. They go with the flow. They don't fight it. And I think sometimes as human beings, we do try and fight the natural order of things. And that can be to our detriment. So my tip is really, if you're in a situation and you're struggling against something and you're finding it very hard to move forward, try and remember to actually use your intuition, use your instincts, go with the flow as the fish do, and usually that's a much more easier passage to get to your destination.
Oh, that's excellent, Joe. Thank you ever so much for sharing that tip with us today. And if you've got a tip that you'd like to share with us or a place of special interest that you'd like us to feature, then please come along to our website at tiptours.co.uk.